I'm sorry, I've been such a downer lately. I've been struggling a lot with resisting my desires, which was really shitty. How can a desire be so bad? Desires are the most fundamental part of ourselves. See, I had this really long talk with Daniel the other day. Well, not exactly talk. At least, that wasn't all we did. I was in the second chalet, cleaning. My job was to polish all the door handles. It seemed like behind every door I could hear people fucking. The moans, their dirty talk, the sounds of flesh on flesh, the slaps. Fuck, it was hot. I was still trying not to touch myself, not to give in to the lust. It was driving me crazy. I was at the last door in the hall when I heard Grace behind it. She was laughing and moaning and saying how good it felt to get fucked. I just stood in front of the door for a long time. I clenched my hands so hard my fingernails cut into my palms. Enough to bleed. It hurt. And I was still so horny. I was jealous and frustrated and angry with her and myself. I don't know exactly when I ended up on my knees, crying outside that door. I was a mess. But then the door opened. I saw Daniel standing there, looking at me so sadly. I didn't resist when he took me by the hand, raised me up, and led me into the room. Grace wasn't inside. I don't know if I imagined it or she left another way, but Daniel sat me down on the edge of a large bed. He told me what a good job I was doing, how happy he was to have me there at the compound. His big, rough hand caressed my back. It soothed away my tears, and it also fueled the fire between my thighs. When I finally calmed down, he pointed out the mirror across the room. He told me to look at myself. I was beautiful. No, I was beyond that. I was drop-dead gorgeous. Even with smeared makeup and puffy eyes, I looked better than any movie star I'd ever seen. I've always been cute, but now I'm stunning. Daniel whispered in my ear, "Don't you think a girl who looks like that should have everything she wants?" And I nodded. Then he asked me what I wanted. I didn't know what to say. I wanted to leave. I wanted to forget everything. I wanted to be pure, but my body knew what I really wanted. My true desires. Without thinking about it, I found my hand around his hardening cock. I told him what I wanted. I want to get fucked. I want to get fucked. Without another word, he lifted me by my hips and placed me in his lap. His hard cock rubbed between my pussy lips, and I moaned. Watching in the mirror as I slid along the length of his cock was mesmerizing. Was that my face, mouth open in pleasure? My eyes glazed over with desperate, mindless need. My cunt shining with my juices. teasing that god of a cock. He reached up and pulled my tits free of my uniform, making me gasp with pleasure at the unexpected sensation. I looked amazing. I felt amazing. Daniel lifted me by my hips again, lining up my hungry hole with his monster of a cock. He teased me, slipping just the tip inside. How I begged him. Some part of my mind panicked, resisted, but when he dropped me on his cock, I felt all of that flow out of me. I came the second I bottomed out on his cock. I've never orgasmed so hard. My whole body shook and I fucking screamed. Daniel didn't even give me the time to ride my first orgasm out before he really started fucking me. His hands on my hips moved me up and down like a rag doll, even as he jackhammered into my little fuckhole from below. Watching myself get used like the needy little fuck toy I was the sexiest thing I'd ever seen. Every time I think of it, I have to touch myself. I'm touching myself right now. I came over and over again. I fingered my clit, teased my nipples, and told him every dirty thing that crossed my mind. And the whole time, all I could think was, this is so right. This is what I was born for. I needed this. I've always needed this. All the sensations, the feeling, the seeing, the hearing, it was hypnotic. Finally, he pulled me all the way down on his cock one more time and he erupted inside me. I could feel every jet of cum filling me up, dripping out of me and making me cum again and again. It seemed to last for hours. And when he finally lifted me up, I got right down on my knees and licked our combined cum off of that glorious cock. Oh God, we tasted delicious. He stroked my hair and welcomed me to the Church of Three. I'm a member now. He sent me back to my quarters to clean up, his cum leaking down the side of my thigh. Every church member I passed on the way smiled and nodded at me, like they knew. I wanted to fuck them all, but my orders came first. The only thing greater than the desires of the one are the desires of the three in one. Grace was in the room when I got back. My tits were still hanging out of my uniform, and Daniel's cum was still dripping out of my exposed pussy. She pounced on me, pushed me onto the bed and opened my legs, lapping at my cum-filled cunt. She moaned like a bitch in heat. She must have tasted Daniel's sweetness. I could see her, finger-fucking herself as she licked me clean, making me cum again. We kissed and I tasted myself on her tongue. God, I tasted good. We could hardly pull ourselves away long enough to prepare dinner. We've modified our uniforms, so our tits are always on display, and shortened the skirt even further. It's hardly a skirt at all now. And I want everyone to know when my pussy is wet, which it almost always is. I want everyone to know my desires. Ms. Taylor said that the two of us have done a very good job lately. Tomorrow, We get to go into the third mansion. She also gave us a double-ended dildo. I don't think Grace and I will sleep at all tonight. This place is amazing. It's hard to believe they pay us to be here. You should really come. I'll talk to Miss Taylor about it. Talk to you soon.